Wake up, dickhead! Do you have any idea what time it is? It's 10 to 7, imbecile. You're running late to work. Remember what your boss said the last time you were late? How the fuck did I trap myself with you? Get your fucking ass moving, or I will get you out of bed by your balls. That's right, you better move, you lazy ass. Jeez, fuck, I'm trapped in a madhouse. You look like shit. Did you masturbate to sleep again? No? Huh. You were moaning like a bitch last night. You were crying for your dead cat? Jesus, fuck, dude. Fuck, when are you gonna get over your fucking stupid cat? No. That stupid cat has been dead for what now? 1 fucking week. Get over it. You're not a little child, are you? Nah. I don't fucking care if she was like your daughter. She's dead and you're late. Now get the fuck moving. Where the fuck do you think you're going? To the kitchen? Do you think you have fucking time to eat? You're already late. And you think you can still eat. If you wanted to fucking eat, you should have woke up earlier. No, you stupid brain-dead imbecile. It's my fucking house because I pay the most rent. I'm doing you a favor. You depend on me, not the other way around. How do I get my money? What the fuck do you care what I do? Now get the fuck out before I punch your miserable dick out of fucking existence. What the fuck are you doing? There's no time to say goodbye to your cat, Alter. What part of she's fucking dead do you not understand? Okay, let's go. Fucking move your ass. Come on, move. Put up some fucking resistance and I'll break your fucking spine. There you go. That's it. Almost there. Now get the fuck out of my sight. And just so you know, I'll fucking throw that piece of shit altar to the garbage. Get lost.
Yummy. Oh, master. No, oh, critter missed you so much. Meow. You still smell as good as you did back then. Meow. Are you okay, master? You look as pale as milk. Meow. Master, what do you mean? Don't you see Critter is perfectly fine? Yes, master. Critter is quite unclothed. Meow. Critter tried to get undressed so she could be more comfortable. But Critter accidentally got stuck in them. It's hard for Critter to tear things apart when she doesn't have her claws. Meow? Master? Do you not recognize Critter? No, your roommate is not here. Only Critter. Critter just borrowed her body. Meow. Do you not love Critter anymore? Meow. Huh? Of course, master. I am Critter. Your roommate would have greeted you with harsh words and violence. It hurt Critter to see her treat you like that. So she came over to help your situation. Well, Critter doesn't remember all the details. It went something like this. Critter saw her about to break the little house you made me. And Critter got really mad. You spent a lot of time carefully crafting it. It was unfair that she would break it just to piss you off. And Critter prepared herself to strike before it was too late. She jumped and attacked her with sharp claws. Well, that was the last thing Critter remembers. After that, she woke up laying on the floor, inside your roommate's body. Meow. She didn't say anything, nor do anything. So Critter called dibs on her body. Well, Critter must admit, walking on two paws is more difficult than it seems. Meow. Critter fell a few times, but now she got the hang of it. After that problem was solved, Critter's belly was roaring, so she tried to find some food inside your metal box, meow. Critter gotta say, human food is way tastier than cat food. do you want some milk, meow? It's the last one you have. Critter is sorry. It just tasted way too good. She couldn't help herself and drank everything. Critter tried to make more milk as compensation. But no matter how much she pressed her breasts, no milk came out. Meow. Look, they're so big, yet the milk doesn't come out. Meow. Is this normal for human girls? Oh, what do you mean human girls don't lactate? And where does all this milk come from, Meow? What? It's all cow milk. Well, Critter guesses that's why they have cow pitchers. But still, Meow, why would human girls have breasts as big as these if they don't produce milk? Oh. So if we mate, Critter can make human milk. That's fantastic, meow. Master, why are you blushing? Is it because Critter mentioned mating? Meow. Oh, Master, you're so cute. Critter is so glad you're willing to mate with her, meow. Your roommate never mated with you. Critter bets you're really pent up. Master wants to mate with Critter. Meow. Oh, don't worry, Master. Critter will be the best mate you'll ever have. Oh, by the way, when do humans get in heat, meow? Oh, Master, where are you taking Critter? Okay. Critter is coming with you. Meow. So this is her bedroom. So this is where humans sleep. Meow. But this is where humans mate, too. Do you want to mate with Critter? We can cuddle after or before. Meow. What do you think? Meow. No mating? And why does Critter need to get dressed? Just help Critter get these clothes she's stuck in. Meow. Why do we need to see a doctor? Critter is perfectly healthy. After all, she just finished eating a lot of delicious human food. Though she could use a nap. Wow. you saying? What do you mean Critter can't be your cat? I am Critter. Critter is just inside your roommate's body. Critter already explained this to you. Critter doesn't know the details, but she's here now. Meow. Your roommate is still here, though. She just doesn't respond. Meow. Critter thinks she's asleep. Hmm? Yeah. Critter can feel her inside. Oh, somewhere. Right now, Critter feels her around Critter's belly. Meow. Hey, Master's roommate. Are you in there? Hello? Are you going to say anything at all, Meow? Meow. No use. Critter will keep her body from now on. Well, Critter will keep her body fit, Meow. She will exercise, do stretches, eat healthy, take lots of naps, and pose naked. Meow. You keep saying that Critter can't be naked, but you don't fool her. Joke's on you, Master. Critter knows humans can be naked. Well, your roommate always posed naked when you weren't around. She used this thing. What is it anyway? Is it okay for humans to be naked with this thing? It looks like a smaller version of the magic picture in the living room. What? Okay, let Critter put her finger in here and... Wow! Look! This is exactly what Critter was talking about. Your roommate has lots of pictures inside this thing. Oh? So humans pay each other for being naked? That's easy peasy. Critter goes naked for free already. She bet she can make lots of money easily. Meow? Wow! That's such a good business. Even more reason for Critter to get naked for money. Oh, what do you mean it's not good to do that, Meow? They're just pictures. It's not like Critter will be selling sex, dummy. Meow. Or is it because you want her only to yourself, Meow? Master, your blush gives you away, Meow. Oh, you know, Critter thinks if we both took pictures together, we would get twice the money and the viewers would know that you're her master, Meow. Oh, come on, Master. Don't you have a sense of humour, Meow? Well, Critter was just kidding. But it could very well be a viable way of getting money. What? Critter shouldn't take Master's roommate's body, Meow? Not even though she was a bitch to you? Well, Critter should have seen this outcome. Meow. You're just too good of a man. Such a gentleman, Meow. Critter guesses she shouldn't interfere with life and death by taking your roommate's body. But Critter doesn't really want to go, Meow. She's finally back with her master, inside his sexy roommate's body to top it off. You know what? Let's make a deal, Meow. Critter does not want to leave you alone with that mad woman, but she's willing to do it if that's what you want. Critter is just asking one little thing. Meow. You see, Master, right now Critter is in her body. Critter knows how you've looked at her, and she knows that you find her very attractive. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to mate with your roomie, meow. Oh, come on, Master. Think of this as a farewell to your kitten, meow. Oh, it's also something that Critter wants to do as a thank you for taking super-duper good care of her. Oh, if you do it, Critter will happily go away and leave your roommate be. It's a win-win scenario, meow. Well, maybe not for her. Master's roommate, are you there? You don't object to us mating, right? Hello? Meow? Meow. Still no answer. Meow. In cat language, no answer means, of course. So, let's mate. Well, okay. That may be an ambiguous translation. Huh? Yes, of course, Master. After Critter leaves, your roomie will be back. Hopefully with no memories of what Critter has done with Master. If you start getting worried, just don't worry, Rao. Yes, thank you, Master. Well, perhaps Critter will mate with you so good you won't want her to leave. Okay, help Critter get out of these clothes. Now, let's get you out of your clothes. See, Master? It's not that bad to be naked. Well, don't you feel like you could do anything? No. Just Critter? Party pooper. Wow. This is the first time Critter sees a human dick. Well, as a human. You used to walk naked in front of her. Meow. Oh, sweet goddess bust. Critter doesn't remember you having such a thick cock. Meow. Oh, Master's cock smells so yummy. Meow. It has a strong and musky smell of an alpha male. Oh, it's making Critter's pussy wet by the minute. Master, are you really embarrassed by Critter? Well, if so, please excuse Critter. It's just that your smell is pushing all of her mating instincts at full throttle. Wow. Is it human mating season already? What? Humans don't have a mating season? Poor Master. What torture has your roommate put you in? Poor Master. Always in heat with no release? Let's fix that. Maybe Critter should start with Critter wants to lick Master. Critter didn't know you tasted so good. Is Critter doing it nicely? Licking up and down? Tracing downwards to the base. And back up to the tip. My master. Your cock twitches inside Critter's mouth. Just imagine what Critter could do if she had more time with you. Critter would be extra naughty. She would wake up sucking your dick. She would refuse to wear clothes inside. That would certainly make mating easier. Don't you think? Goddess. Critter can't get enough of your dick. What? This will make it better. Maybe. Critter doesn't know. She's just making it up as she goes. But she does remember that girls do this in the mating videos that you like to watch. Is Critter not the best kitty? Can you feel how Critter's tongue wraps around you? Critter wonders if she can get you to her throat. Maybe not. Master. Critter just felt her pussy. And it was completely soaked. Critter is getting jealous of her mouth. What do you think, Master? Should we give her a little taste? That's it, Master. Climb into the bed with Critter. Master, please answer honestly, Meow. Doesn't Critter look so sexy laying naked before you, Meow? Isn't she better than that bitch you used to know? Master! Critter loves you. Do you love her, Meow? Kiss Critter, Master. Stop, Master. Critter can't take it anymore. her pussy's melting. Oh, she needs it, Raoul. Oh, yes, master. Oh, spread Critter's legs. Oh, can you feel her scent? Oh, isn't it driving your instincts wild, Raoul? Master. Oh, stick your fat dick inside this pussycat's pussy. Meow. Oh, you feel so good inside of Critter, Master. Don't be shy, Master. Push it deeper inside, Critter. Yes. Pound Critter's pussy. Just like that. Could you imagine mating with Critter every day? Oh, no more pent-up heat. Oh, no more yelling, bitch. Oh, only your loving Critter. Meow. Oh, yes. Oh, grab these kitty titties. Oh, squeeze them. Oh, give Critter all you've got. If you want. Oh, we could have beautiful offspring. Critter means. If your roommate doesn't come back. She would have a second life with you. Wow. Critter left so soon. She couldn't bring kittens to this world. You could help her. And once that's done, your roommate can return. Critter means meow. It's not like she's not coming back ever. She's just coming back in an unspecified future day. So, it's okay if Critter and her master enjoy their time together. In the meantime. Isn't it? Meow. Yes. Give Critter all that dick. And then some more. Meow. Don't hold back, Master. Fuck your kitten as rough as you need. Whatever you want. Just do it. And come inside of Critter. Critter doesn't mind. And your roommate hasn't said anything. What would you say if Critter pushed her soul as our offspring is conceived? Would she be born again? Meow? If that's so, then we could raise her up so she doesn't become a bitch again. Critter felt your cock twitch inside her. You like that idea, don't you, Master? We can make that a reality. You just have to let Critter stay here with you. And we can have a nice future together. So please, don't stop mating with her. Pound her harder. Critter just Krita loves your cock. Oh, so much. Oh, she doesn't want to leave. So, please, let her stay. Surely you like that idea, Master. Oh, you can't lie to Krita while your dick is filling and throbbing and twitching inside her. Row? Whatever you do, just keep mating with Krita. Pump that alpha cock in her. Row. Row. Harder. Fuck Krita harder. Fuck her like she was born to mate. Row. Yeah. Just like that. Come on, Master. Krita wants you to explode inside her. Give Krita your sticky, milky seed now. Krita really wants to give you some human milk. So we have to keep mating until she's bred. That's it. Come on, Master. Master. Krita's head is spinning with pleasure. Krita doesn't want this to end. But at the same time, she really wants you to fill her. And make her come hard. That's it. Give it to Krita. Nice and deep. Meow. Spray your hot fucking load all over her insides. Master. Krita feels you. Master. Kiss your kitten. Meow. Master. It's so sticky. And warm inside. Master? Are you going to let Krita stay? After showing you how good she is for you? Master? Are you asleep? Master? Meow? Krita is going to take your lack of answer as, of course. Master. Krita is so happy. We'll be the perfect mates. Mwah. 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 Mwah.